Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love the motion pictures. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Sunday, January 23rd, 2022, and my guests today are, once again, peeps who were supposed to be on my shows in the postponed to 2023 SF Sketchfest. They are Amy Miller, Artie Marine, and Chad Opitz.
Yay!
Woo!
Yay! 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 Future fun!
Let me meet individually and alphabetically by last name. Our winner from last week is back. Winner, winner, Amy Miller.
Oh, it's still me. I'm so bad at alphabetization.
Right. Well, it's a tricky one when you have Art and Marine around, because that Y is sneaky in there.
Very sneaky.
Yeah. And it comes after I, of course. So, Amy Miller.
Yes, Doug.
How's it going, champ?
The champ's here.
Yeah. Did it feel good defeating a wine-drunk Paget Brewster?
I didn't know that she was wine-drunk, but that makes more sense now that she couldn't make a full hour without peeing.
Can I place a guess about what time you recorded? Don't tell me, because I know I get texts from her at various points in the day.
At 1 o'clock, Arden.
I'm going to guess. So it was on a Sunday, so it was probably... I'm going to move my day, like my midweek day earlier. Normally it would be in the 4 o'clock hour. I don't know. I feel like she's like clockwork. I'm going to say you were recorded at 4 and she was like deep in.
I think we didn't start until 6.
Wow. Oh, she was hammered.
She must have started at 4.
Yeah. She started at 4 and you
Now, I also defeated Johnny, who was not drunk at all. So I think I can still be the champ.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a legitimate victory.
He must have been on something.
It's high on life.
Yeah. He was on some sort of performance enhancing drug.
Yeah. He's getting ripped.
I decided to take that for today. I've never done it before, but just to win this podcast, I started doing some performance enhancement drugs. I'm really jacked up.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
I roofied myself.
Also joining us today, she was going to be on Doug Loves Movies, and I was going to be on her podcast at Sketchfest. Will you accept this rose? It's Arden Mirried.
Hi, Doug. How are you? Oh, my God. I can't. You know what? The postponement, though, it feels good to have something on the calendar a year out that's fun to look forward to. Like, yeah. we have to like make it through the year because there's going to be something really fun and like 12 months.
That's
time.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're in the Bay Area, January 27, 28, 29, 2023.
Run to your
come see both of us.
Yeah. 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 Do you have other things on your calendar for 2023 yet?
Not yet. No, I barely, I don't even have anything for third quarter of this year.
I don't have anything for second quarter of this year.
I got a fourth quarter thing, but that's just an annual thing. So I don't even know if that counts if you do it every year.
Is that what makes you not able to come to my birthday/holiday party?
Well, generally work because you usually do that on a Saturday in December. Yeah. And,
I know. It's my birthday.
How am I going to celebrate Christmas properly without doing some shitty gigs right before it?
Exactly. I blame my parents for birthing me. They should have waited till January to have me.
Yeah, January babies are the best because everybody goes to their parties.
Yeah, people
are
love
you
it.
New Year's Eve, Arden? I'm New Year's Eve.
Are you? Oh. How is that for you?
It depends.
I'm December 10th.
Last year I had it on Zoom. Not that cool. Year I got COVID on my birthday, but we had a nice time, didn't we?
I mean, I wasn't
Dad was there.
I wasn't there, was
it? No, because you were like maybe just getting over it or something. Wait, I didn't see you on New Year's Eve.
I actually got COVID like a week before.
May you gave it to me, I think.
What was your COVID experience like? Yeah. How was it? What was the worst part physically?
We don't want to hear about COVID? This.
Yeah.
Are we doing an episode of Doug Loves COVID?
That's what I am. Yeah.
I would listen to that.
Is this an episode of Doug interviews Arden about other guests activities that have nothing to do with
it? Yeah, they're like, what variant would you recommend?
You're absolutely right, Doug. I'm sorry. This is your podcast. I'm sorry to hijack it to make it be Doug Loves COVID.
I haven't even introduced all three guests yet.
I know.
I was going to answer.
All right. No, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry.
I was
going to
tell her later.
You know, I love you so much, Doug.
Yeah, right?
I do.
But also just who's not sick of COVID talk? Okay, so coming to the stage, our next performer. He was going to interrupt a movie with us. Arden and Chad and I were all going to interrupt the Goonies or Lost Boys. I forget which one.
And me, I was going to do it.
So
well,
fun.
Amy, you were like on the fence about that because you had to go do some other gig or something.
Amy.
But I was still going to do it.
Oh, I thought you were definitely going to do Doug Loves Movies, but that you couldn't do the other thing.
Miscommunication.
But anyway, yeah. Well, and also we got a whole year to work this out.
Yeah.
Talk about it off air.
Yeah. But let's talk to San Francisco comedy phenom and another dangling champ. He won on the show a couple weeks ago. It's Chad Opitz.
Yay. Hey. Dangling
Hello.
Chad.
Dangling Chad. I thought it was hilarious that they messaged us and were like, hey, are you guys available in January 2023? I was like, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Who said no? You know, somebody said no.
I know. There's got to be somebody.
I said, I got a thing. I'll get back to you. I'll try to move some stuff around. Mm-hmm.
There might have been some maybes from, because they get some big names in that festival. So how can you be sure that you're going to be available? You know,
because they got to ask.
You get hired to do a movie or something, you're not necessarily going to be available.
Yeah.
It's just the roll of the dice at this point. In fact, I hope that I get a movie role instead of going.
Me too. as you said that, I was like, please let that be me. Dear God, please let that be me. God, I hope I don't see any of you because I'm on a movie set.
I'll probably still be able to make it.
Oh, Amy.
Oh, Amy.
Oh, our Amy.
Oh, Amy.
I'm so glad to be on the show with Amy and Iron. I've done worked with them both in the past, and we're a delightful duo.
Yay!
Dad and I are real life friends, if you can believe it.
We were trying to do this, you know, in person, but this is what we're settling for now. And before we get to the games portion of the show, I just want to have a little chat with the three of you about movies that you'd recommend. I'd like each one of you, in whatever order you'd like, to recommend one movie.
I guess I'll go first.
Okay. Just like a man.
I'm so guys. Chad. What a Chad you're being.
What a pushy man.
Sorry. Well, I saw Red Rocket. It's, you know, speaking of dangling champs, there's one in there. Good Lord.
I want to see that. Is it good?
I thought it was really good.
Happy for Simon Rex.
Yeah, he's great in it. He's perfect. The whole movie's like very well cast. I thought it was very entertaining.
I'd say, you know, he'd have a better shot at an Oscar if they pulled some punches and made him a little bit more likable, or made the story a little sadder or something. But it's just it's just very straightforward look at this guy, and he does a great job. So he's getting, you know, lots of, nominations and stuff, but I we'll see about good old Oscar, but you know, generally the Oscars don't nominate somebody who spend a good 3 or 4 minutes of the movie just running naked with their dong flapping around.
Yeah. That's that dangling chip I was talking about.
I was in charge of the Oscars. They would.
Oh, right? Yeah, it would for be sure. Like
Magic Mike would get nominated for everything.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
But anyway, terrific Simon Baker suggestion. I add that my favorite movie of his is The Florida Project.
I loved that movie. That made me sob at the end. That was heartbreaking.
The ending is just so brilliant and sad. Amy, do you have one movie you could recommend?
Yeah, a few times in the last year I've just rewatched Night Shift. I would like to tell people to watch Night Shift. If you haven't, or if you have, watch it again. It's so good. I love Barney, Henry Winkler.
That Barney Rubble is a good actor. That's a classic line from that motion picture. It's
so funny. And it's like a feminist movie. It's like pro unionizing prostitutes. And beautiful Shelley Long is being amazing in it as always. It's just so good. So funny. And Michael Keaton's just like hilarious maniac in it. And we're living in a Keaton renaissance.
Yes.
A Keaton-essance.
Why? What's he doing? What's he doing?
Well, the Golden Globe that was not televised. He won that for the TV Hulu miniseries.
Pill Show.
Dope Sick.
Huh.
Which is a great show.
Yeah. Anyway, but this isn't about television right now.
Or COVID.
No.
Yeah. Let's make a list of everything this isn't about.
He's had a movie renaissance too, though, right?
He was in that one, the acting one. That it was so good. One. What was it?
Birdman.
Birdman. From 10 years ago?
Yeah.
But he was so that 10 years ago?
I don't think so, but he's doing all right. He's popular. He agreed to do a TV thing cuz he doesn't do TV much, and it's paying off cuz now he's, you know, getting awards for it. But Amy's suggestion, Night Shift, we should just be clear cuz we were off and running talking about it without ever saying that it's a comedy that was, I believe, Michael Keaton's first, you know, if not, it's definitely his first major role, if not
it's a Ron Howard movie
overall. And it's directed by Ron Howard, also very early on in his career.
Good.
Yeah. I got to see it again. It's been a long time, you know, but I remember, you know, of course, enjoying it very much. Arden.
Okay, I just rewatched, and I'm sure, I mean, this is a pretty obvious one, but I forgot how funny young Chevy Chase is. I rewatched Fletch, and oh my God, like, his quick asides, how subtle it is. I mean, he's so funny, and it's like, just to even see his undercover outfits, or it's just like him holding a mug, or like it's just like a hat, or this, like the teeth were the biggest thing, but like that it was just like him in his prime. He was so funny and so fast on his feet. I just laughed the whole way through.
Well, that's why I, you know, excited for, because, you know, there's a ton of Fletch books, and the Fletch sequel with Chevy Chase was, you know, turned out to be not that great. But, you know, there's plenty more Fletch stories. And so now John Hamm's taking over the part. And I think he's, you know, excellent choice.
I got pinned for that. I went out for a part for that. And it was, I didn't get it. I actually watched it. I'd actually already watched it before that, for something else. But the script, I didn't get the full script. I just got the sides for the character, and it was funny. It was really funny. So I don't know how the whole script is, but the part that I won or was very, very funny.
I'm excited for it. But you're right. The original, there was nobody funnier than Chevy Chase. He like was an instant movie star after just 1 year on SNL.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a shame that he's, you know, doesn't get along with people now. But boy, he was so good back then.
I even did then. He was so good. I even went and watched Foul Play, which is not a great movie, but like he and Goldie Hawn, like he's still so good in that. Like he was so funny.
Absolutely. All right. So we got Night Shift, Fletch, and Red Rocket. That's kind of, they're all kind of tonally, you know, not too far off from each other. They're all like,
salacious.
You know. Salacious.
Yeah. They're all about, you know, men just trying to do their thing. So.
Thank you
to everybody for visiting Recommendation Nation, and we're gonna go to our first break before we start these games. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and as you know, we're here with three of the greatest guests that this show has ever had.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez, Doug. Thanks, Doug.
And our first game today. Are you ready for the first game?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This game is called Power Dog.
Whoa, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Great title.
Right?
I'm seeing that movie.
I think it's a great title for a game I'll probably only play once. Because it's very specific.
I'm going to lose.
You know how this Netflix movie? I sat through this Netflix movie, Power of the Dog.
Okay.
And it's good. You know, I recommend it if you like a slow movie that gives you mysteries it's not necessarily going to solve.
It's qualifies for one of my Oscars too, because Benedict Cumberbatch is running around with his dong out.
Whoa! Yes. The power of the dong.
The power of the dong. I love the power of the dong.
But he is. It's, you know, it's movie star brief. Let's be honest. Okay. Like the Simon.
Not if you pause.
The Simon Rex. Former porn star.
Simon Rex really he spends a lot more time being naked than Cumberbatch. But that being said, this game doesn't really have anything to do with Power of the Dog. It was just inspired by Power of the Dog.
Okay.
Because this movie, this game, you need to know about the motion picture Power Rangers from 2017.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh. Okay. It's been nice chatting with you guys. Yeah.
Or Hotel for Dogs.
Great. Okay, great. So I'm going to nail
That's
it.
How Power Dog works.
Woo! Okay, great.
So we'll go to Amy right. first. Power I'll tell Doug. You a fun fact, Amy. You'll tell me if it applies to the Power Rangers or if it applies to Hotel for Dogs or both.
I love okay.
Those are your three choices. If you miss, Chad gets a chance at the two remaining choices. If he misses, Arden's in the catbird seat. Oh, she yes. gets the gimme point. All she has to do is have a decent memory.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Don't fail me now, memory.
But whenever somebody gets a question right, it moves on to the next person, rotates from there. So you'll see. It could just, anything could happen.
This is exciting.
Anyone can win.
Okay.
Amy. Power Rangers, Hotel for Dogs, or both is under 2 hours long.
I'm going to say both, Doug.
Amy's going with both, that Hotel for Dogs and Power Rangers are under 2 hours long. That is incorrect.
What?
What was that noise?
Wow. Yes.
Was that Simon Rex?
That was incorrect. That was a dong flapping.
Yeah.
The bell goes dong.
It's a sound cameo appearance from Simon Rex.
Yes. All right, Chad, you got two options.
Wow.
Is under 2 hours long? Is the answer Power Rangers or Hotel for Dogs?
God, I hope it's Hotel for Dogs.
That is Whoa! Correct.
Wow. Good guess.
Is that Benedict Cumberbatch?
Hotel for dogs.
There we go. Yeah.
Hotel for Dogs.
The Rex stars in Hotel for
Hotel
Dogs.
Hotel for Dogs comes in at an hour and 40 minutes. It's not as girthy and lengthy as...
Wow.
Power Rangers at over 2 hours. Can you That's believe wild. Power Rangers no. is 2 hours and 4 minutes?
So you wow. would say the Hotel for Dogs is more of a chode.
Oh my Lord.
Arden, come
sorry.
On.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I brought this to
for your
I'm
sorry, bachelor podcast.
I'm sorry I brought this to Doug Super Soul Sunday. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry.
You know, I was confused about Red Rocket at first because I thought it was the sequel to Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh no.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Play that sound imagine, effect again.
Can you imagine that Clifford the Big Red Dog wanted to fuck something? How horrible that would be.
What a nightmare. An absolute nightmare.
I feel like that doesn't come up in that movie.
It should. It should.
It's a puppy.
Oh, okay.
Doug, you sick bastard.
He's just a kid.
Just a child, Doug.
He's just a child.
So wait, are you saying that he's dead by the end of the movie? He doesn't age?
I bet you there is a Clifford
is
the Big
like
Red
old
Dog.
Yeller? Do they have to
oh, for him? Sure. There's definitely a Clifford the Big Red Dog.
He does. He ages in theory, but not in this first film that just came out, if that's what you mean.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just saying, when he gets... And he starts to get sexual, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
When yeah. things get humpy.
Yeah. Hopefully it was a financial failure, what's that, so there's no sequel.
What's that dog doing to that manhole over there? Because he's got a manhole cover in his mouth in the poster. So
right.
That's, he had to pull it off of there so he could have sex with it. All right. Here we what? Go.
That's why he pulled it off. That's why he had it in his mouth.
Yeah. What the hell?
Okay. Congratulations, Chad. You're on the board. You've got 1 point.
Oof.
Only takes 2 points to win this game, but Arden, you get to go first on this next one.
Great.
All right. You should know this. I mean, you've seen both films probably
obviously
multiple times.
So many times. All I just watched them so many times.
Power Rangers, Hotel for Dogs, or both has Kevin Dillon in it.
Hot. Oh, my God. God, if I'm a casting director. I'm going to say Hotel for Dogs.
You think Kevin Dillon is in Hotel for Dogs and Hotel for Dogs Alone?
Yes. Yes!
That is correct. Oh, that's the quiet one. Hardin Marine is on the board.
Thank you. I just thought all those guys in Entourage, they seemed like dogs. You know what I'm saying? They were like dirty dogs. If I was going to cast kind of a dirty dog, I would cast Kevin Dillon.
Yeah, I bet you he plays a bad guy in it now that I think about
it. For
He's like one of the wet bandits and the dogs have to bite his dick.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
He's the one in the manhole cover.
It all goes back to the dirty dog.
If you're a bad guy in a dog movie, your dick's getting big.
By the way, how fun was Matt Dillon as a bad guy in Something About Mary? Well, rewatch that too this year. He was so funny as that bad guy.
I mean, because he had such that mustache and that smile were so weird.
His teeth and that mustache were weird. And we never. And he doesn't seem like that silly of a guy. So to see him like be like a good sport about it and just go for it was fun.
Yeah. And well, I think those guys enjoy those kind of things when they don't get to ever play that sort of part. They they really embrace it when they do, sometimes in a bad way.
Yeah, for sure.
Bob Dylan, I've heard, not very friendly in person.
Oh, that's he doesn't even spell it the same way, but he spells it B-O-B.
He's ashamed of his brothers.
What if Kevin
Dillon has brothers?
What if Bob Dylan and Matt. What if Kevin Dillon and Bob Dylan were brothers?
Wait, so Kevin Dillon's real last name is Zimmerman?
Maybe.
Yes, it's Kevin Zimmerman. And is that why did Bob Dylan name himself after Kevin Dillon?
Yes.
How crazy is the Matt Dillon, Kevin Dillon thing in the first place? Because Matt Dillon didn't, when he was a teenager, a casting director saw him at his school and put him in that movie about the kids that Riot called Over the Top or something. And, you know, and then eventually he did other movies and became like a real movie actor. And then his brother Kevin got into movies and TV. There's no way if his brother hadn't been discovered that he would have ever gotten a foot in that door, don't you think?
Yeah.
Wait, Kevin Dillon?
Yeah, Kevin Dillon was younger than Matt, but Matt got discovered as a non-actor just by a casting director who's looking for non-actors for this one.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy, like such a lottery for the whole family. I mean, they're both good actors, but I'm just saying. All right. Arden has a point. Chad has a point. Amy gets to go first. You can get on the board with this one, Amy.
That's where I want to be, Doug.
Don't make me bring out that dong sound again.
No.
No, don't make him bring out his dong sound.
Power Rangers, Hotel for Dogs are both available to rent on Prime for
$3.99. Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to say both.
You're going with both?
I don't know why it's so funny to me. It's so dumb.
It's funny to me too. Yeah, you got a double dong on that.
You got a double dong.
So rude.
It was Cumberbatch and Simon Rex.
All right, Chad, for the win, is it, she said both, so is it Hotel for Dogs or Power Rangers that's available on Prime right now for $4?
I'm gonna go I'm going to say Power Rangers because Hotel for Dogs is for $2.99.
Wow.
What, are you looking it up or something?
No.
Okay.
I would just assume that someone's going to splurge an extra dollar for the Power Rangers film. It's 2 hours and 4 minutes. What was that?
That means you won the whole game.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It sounded like you killed one of the dogs in Hotel for Dogs.
Wow.
No, you took down the whole thing. Power Rangers is currently available for $3.99 on Prime, and Hotel for Dogs is also available on some other service. I forget what price. Oh. So great job. Great job.
Thank you.
Chad Opitz. And that means that you get to go first, which isn't even necessarily an advantage in our final game today, which we will play after this break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back with three of the people that I reached out to be on the show today. And thank you for being here, everybody.
We're happy to be here.
Amy, how are you holding up? I feel like felt like that first game went poorly or something.
I know, and I felt really strong going into it. So I feel pretty good still. I'm staying positive.
That's the important thing, because that first game really doesn't matter. It's really just to everybody get, you know, warmed up, get your trivia brain going, and lead us into what has become one of my favorite games to play on the show. It's a little something that I call Filmily Feud.
No. Hot.
It's like Family Feud, hot. But the questions are about movies.
Whoa.
Yeah. What?
So I use the Twitter sphere and the Twitterverse to my advantage with this particular game, because I can easily poll 100 people and ask them a question and then write down the results.
Fun.
So Chad is going to get to go first. But everybody gets a chance to go first in this game. But just on the first round, Chad goes first. I'm going to give you the question that I asked on Twitter, plus the four answers that I provided as options for the person's people to choose from.
Okay.
And then you'll guess which one you think got the most votes. And then I'll tell you at the end, after everybody's picked one, you can't pick the same one. You got to pick a different one.
All right.
And I'll tell you how the points shake out, because you get 1 point for every percentage point of your answer.
Okay. Can I pretend that you're Steve Harvey during all this?
If you'd like. You can.
If you want me to but stop laughing.
I would love to see Doug in an oversized suit.
Yes.
But nobody here is going to win a brand new car.
Ah, perfect.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Chad?
Yes.
Which role do you think, wow, this is a terrific coincidence that this came up. Which role do you think John Hamm would be best at? He's got a commercial out right now for Apple TV where he is basically complaining about how all these people are on Apple TV and he isn't. Mm-hmm. So which one of these do you think he'd be the best? Well, I shouldn't make the question different than what I put on Twitter, because I didn't give him the whole backstory like that. So the question just is this. Which role do you think John Hamm would be best at? And the options are Ted Lasso, Finch, Macbeth, or Snoopy. If you replaced any of those with John Hamm, which one would John Hamm be the best at playing, according to people who responded to my poll on Twitter?
Who is Finch? Who is Finch?
Finch is Tom Hanks, stars as Finch. It's a movie on Apple TV right now where it's him, a dog, and a robot in some sort of post-apocalyptic situation.
Okay.
Okay. What was the third one, Steve?
The third answer was Macbeth.
Macbeth,
because they got Denzel playing Macbeth. I mean, anyone that thinks they could play Macbeth better than Denzel needs to check themselves.
Who do they have as Snoopy right now?
Snoopy is being played by the original Snoopy still.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
God, this is
because he's just a drawing.
Okay.
I'll say Snoopy.
All right, Chad's going Snoopy. Thinks John Hamm would make a great Snoopy. Arden, what do you think?
It's a hot dog.
Yeah, it's a really hot dog. Steve, I'm going to have to go with John Hamm. Playing. I'm actually totally sober. I'm just I'm going to have to go with John Hamm playing Ted Lasso. Because okay. I feel like people want to see him like, oh, he's funny on SNL. Like, I feel like they want him just to do, they like him as like in Bridesmaids. And like, I feel like they're like, we want more funny John Hamm. That's why I'm going with Ted Lasso.
Yeah. And that's why he did Fletch, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amy?
I'm going to say Macbeth. Actually, the Scottish play.
Uh-oh. I think that, well, you know, here's the thing. Macbeth was the answer on Jeopardy the other night or something. And I saw people on Twitter just going crazy with the, you know, how you can't say Macbeth. And it's like, you can't say Macbeth like backstage in a theater.
Yeah, it's in a theater.
It's a location specific thing. You could say it all day and night everywhere else.
I am backstage in a theater right now.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Well, then I'm glad you protected yourself. But
baby!
But you did say it once before.
She did say it. She put hex on it.
So it's been nice knowing you.
Yeah. Oh, God. Break a leg.
All right. Here's how it breaks down. Everybody smelled a rat with this Finch situation because nobody, only 8% of the poll answered Finch. I would think that'd be the one to be easiest for him to play because, you know, I don't think Tom Hanks does a crazy accent or anything as Finch.
I just think if it's already Hanks, then people can't picture it as anything else, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. I feel that's true of all four of these, but okay. The second place answer, or I should say working our way up to number one, is Ted Lasso got 15%.
What? I was so confident. I was so confident.
I heard it in your voice.
I really thought that was really going to be it. I did. Yeah. I thought they were going to be like, give me more of that funny ham.
Yeah. Whereas Amy got the second best answer with only just having to just, you know, choose from slim pickings. Since she went with Macbeth, that was worth 17%.
That's shocking.
Well, what's even more shocking is that these idiots, no offense if you're listening, idiots, think that the best... the best role for John Hamm would be Snoopy at 60%.
Hell yeah.
But then you don't even get to look at John Hamm. Like, that's half of the fun of John Hamm is like the visual of John Hamm.
Like, oh, I was picturing more like, you know, like when you go see Lion King or something on Broadway where like there'd be a Snoopy costume with a John Hamm hole in its face.
See, that's how I picture it.
Face
that does sound cute.
Because nobody who doesn't like a good ham hole.
I love it. A ham hole.
Let's finally not go down this road.
A glory hole.
A ham hole.
Can you say ham hole in a theater?
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
You get a lifetime supply of it if you say in a theater.
Wow.
Okay. Here we go. Chad seems to be out to a whopping lead, but he does not. He has to pick third in this next round. So, ladies.
Great.
This is the time. The question that I put to
our time.
This is the question I put to Twitter. It was yesterday was the anniversary of the great Heath Ledger's passing. So the thing I said was, if Heath Ledger returned from the dead, you'd be ... And these are the options. Surprised. Delighted. Concerned or wet.
Wow.
That's a real ham hole.
Wow, that's such a ham hole. I just got ham holed over here.
Damn.
Surprised, delighted, concerned. I mean, okay, I'm just reasoning it out. He was super hot. So there is and I don't know how rascally.
Whose turn is it?
Is it me?
It starts with Arden, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many female listeners you have or like or Twitter followers, and I don't know. Like, he was super handsome. But I don't think that's who's... I do think people are funny and rascals, so they might find it so funny to say wet that they might say wet. Surprise, concerned. I'm torn between surprised and wet.
Not delighted? I mean, to me, wet is just like a, you know, second stage of delighted, or maybe even deeper than further stages than that. But
okay, all right, okay.
Or it's raining out.
I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna just say wet. I'm gonna go with wet.
Okay, Amy.
I'm 100% gonna go concerned.
Wow.
I think different... it should be I hope everyone said concerned.
I do too.
That's very too. Scary. Yeah,
but would you be excited? I'd be excited.
No, I'd be terrified.
That's not an option.
Why
wet and delighted are both kind of excited.
Yeah. I'd be like, why do we have this technology now when they used it first on Heath Ledger of all people? Like, are more dead people gonna, like, I don't, there's a few I want to stay dead. It's just all concerning.
There's a lot going on there that you have to think about.
Thank you.
But that leaves you, Chad, with merely surprised or delighted.
I guess, because I would definitely have picked one of the other ones, but I'll go surprised.
Okay.
Because delighted does not seem like a good idea. I'm full on with Amy about the concerned thing.
Sure. Never seen anyone in
concern is my
movie.
Last one. I'm not concerned at all. I'm psyched. Because it's Heath Ledger. He's back. That's awesome.
Scary. That's scary.
That's so fun. I think it's so cool. Look at that. We got back Heath Ledger. That's awesome.
Arden, you are first to die in a zombie movie easily.
Oh, obviously. I said that 2 days ago. Obviously, I'm the first to die. I'm just going to write. I'm going to run. I'm going to find the zombie before they, because I hate getting chased. Just like, I'm going to get it over with. I have a terrible pick to hang out with in the zombie apocalypse. Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't think anyone will be delighted to know that delighted got 15% of the vote.
Oh, yeah. Is that the highest or the lowest?
That's in the middle.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. I just thought I'd pick that one off first since nobody chose it.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So then we go to surprised, which was the least
chosen
of all of the options, with a mere 9%.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But Chad, you're still in pretty good shape. You still got 69 points because of that first round.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, you did. Okay, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. That's a real ham hole.
That is an ham hole, David.
I'm sorry, but nobody likes a wet ham hole, apparently. Because wet came in at a mere 15%.
God damn it.
Wow.
You guys are way off base. You guys are way off base.
Well, I really liked Amy's argument for being concerned. And that feels like what a lot of people felt, because concerned got 60% of the vote.
I am really wired. I mean, I'm not saying I would be wet. I think I would just be delighted.
Yeah. Let me do some quick math and see. Okay, so you're still in this, Arden. So
thank
don't
you.
Panic just
okay,
yet.
Good.
But
okay, great.
But you do also get to pick third this time. So you just are going to be at the mercy of everyone else's choices.
I respect that.
So we'll start with Amy. And here's the third and final round, unless of course we need a tiebreaker, which seems unlikely. Just because these numbers are so weird.
So wet?
Wet?
Hamill?
Weird.
Wet.
Amy?
Wet.
What do you think is a better last name for Benedict Cumberbatch?
Ooh.
Here are the four choices I gave people. Should he be called Benedict Bindlesnatch?
Yes. Yes.
Benedict Fumblecatch? Benedict Dingleflash?
Well, great names.
Or Benedict Hideous Rash.
Oh, nice.
So we got Bindle Snatch, Fumble Catch, Dingle Flash, or Hideous Rash.
I'm going to say Benedict Dingle Flash.
I was going to take that. That's clearly the winner.
Agreed.
It's so obviously the top pick.
All right, choice. Chad. Of the remainders, Bindle Snatch, Fumble Catch, or Hideous Rash?
Oof. God damn. I'll go Fumble Catch.
Okay.
I love movie trivia.
Too. I love movie trivia.
I'm using my knowledge right here.
I'm a real film buff.
I tell you, it's anybody can win kind of trivia. I certainly don't think I would have gotten this one right. Arden, your options are Bindle Snatch or Hideous Rash.
I gotta go Bindle Snatch.
You got it, right?
I have to, obviously. It's great. It's a great name. I mean, it's no Dingle Flash, but it is a really fun. It's great. I can't remember what it is, but it's great.
He did a Dingle Flash in Power of the Dog.
Yeah, he did a Dingle
Exactly.
Flash.
Exactly.
And that's why he's nominated.
This is all so prophetic and meant to be. All right, so I'm adding up the scores, and this is all terribly exciting. So everybody sniffed out the worst one here because nobody went with Hideous Rash. That only got 8%.
Yeah, that's not the winner.
Of the vote. But then coming in next with 16% is Fumble Catch.
I thought the same thing. I was surprised he didn't take the one that I took because I know Amy's is the winner.
Oh, yeah.
With Dingle Flash?
Yeah.
You think is the winner?
I do.
How much money would you put on that?
I don't have enough money. No money. No, mine. No money. No money. I'm misdirecting. I think mine won.
Well, I'll tell you this. Dingle Flash got 35% of the vote. And Bindle Snatch.
Wow.
I'll tell you after the break. No, Bindle Snatch, 41%.
Yeah! I needed that. Good thing I didn't go first.
That was the little victory that you needed.
I really did. Thank you so much.
Because you feel better about yourself, even though you still come in third overall.
I'm a better loser than I was a minute ago.
Right? You have 71 points. Chad ended up with 85. And Amy Miller, 112 points.
Champion. Yes. That's a champion.
Hell yeah.
I respect a champ.
Thank you, guys.
Get it, champ. You won it again.
Amy. You won it again.
I'm dangling.
Amy? Can you join us again? It's actually bonus episode time, so we're going to be taping one on Thursday. Can you join us Thursday afternoon?
I'm pretty sure. Depends what time, but we'll talk about that.
I will double check with you, and the listeners will be in suspense. They'll find out when they find out. Amy Miller, what would you like to plug? Go ahead and promote yourself.
Oh, yes. Next weekend, I'll be in Chicago at the Comedy Bar and then Washington, D.C. Come see me at the Comedy Loft the following weekend. I'll be in Seattle in March at the Crocodile, which it's a new little venue with a lot of good comedy shows. Ooh. For all dates and information, please go to amymillercomedy.com. Ding.
Yes. Annoying. Please go to amymillercomedy.com and go see a live show and enjoy it.
And Chad and I are coming to Alaska in April.
Oh, no. Are you doing Jerry?
I didn't even know you were doing that.
Are you doing Jerry's tour? Are you doing the Alaska? Is it through?
Oh,
Jerry?
We're doing a comedy festival. We're not going on our honeymoon or anything.
I wish.
No. Jerry. No, the comedy guy. The guy's name is Jerry.
You know, the
comedy
guy. Nobody knows who you're talking about.
I don't know.
Jerry in Alaska.
No, he books the tours up there.
I know what you're talking about.
We'll ask around.
But they're going to do some festival. They don't know.
Okay.
Jerry.
Okay.
We don't know.
But Jerry is a great guy, and I'm excited.
So fun.
You're excited about him.
It's my favorite shows are up there. It's so fun to do stand up in Alaska. They're great crowds. Yeah.
Is it? Do you like them because it's just all men? What's the
no? Draw? Actually, it was. I got well. It burned down, but it was like this old Quonset hut. It was such a cool theater, and I felt like it was actually much more gender balanced than I thought it would be, and I felt like they were really hearty people that were. Grateful Party. That, but they were like ready to come laugh. Like they were like, yeah. I felt like they were grateful people were there. And it was, they were just really fun crowds. I was actually nervous about it because I thought it was only going to be guys and that they wouldn't necessarily like my comedy wouldn't necessarily appeal to them. And I felt like I was very welcomed. It was really fun.
But it was multiple venues or it sounded like you did a lot of shows in one spot.
It was like four different venues. So it was in Fairbanks. Like there was two, that was my favorite one was the Blue Loon, but it was really fun. And I felt like all the crowds were just very happy to have people there. And it was, I had a great time. I would do it.
Yeah. One of the times I went, I've been up there a couple of times. And one of the times I went, there was a military base and
and
just a random bar in the North Pole.
I went to the North Pole. Apparently that's like, really methy in the North Pole. I was all excited to go see Santa, and they were like, "Hope you like meth." I was like, "What?" And if she does.
Well, how do you think they make all those toys?
So what city is this thing you're doing, Chad and Amy?
Anchorage. It's called Alaska Before You Die Festival. Yeah.
So we just went off on a long thing about Fairbanks when the subject was Anchorage.
But I also did Anchorage. I went to Anchorage with them. It was fun.
We
did like a whole tour. Yeah.
I never did Anchorage.
It's fun. It's more of a city.
That's what I heard. And that's, I guess that's why I didn't do it. So Anchorage, and what's the date?
Oh, sometime in April, April 8th and 9th or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Alaska Before You Die.
But of this year.
Yes. 2022.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just, people are getting stuff on their calendars next year, aren't I right?
I got something on the books in January. I'm doing a movie January 2023.
Yeah.
Hotel for Dogs 2.
Hotel for Dongs.
Hotel for Dogs, dog. Yeah.
Starring me and John Hamm.
Hamhole. Hamhole. Oh,
yeah. You watch it through a ham hole. the little kaleidoscopes. What do you got to promote other than, Anchorage, Alaska in April, Chad?
I'll be performing at Club Dingle Flash as Benedict Bindlesnatch.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, great.
I was going to set you off on a whole new career trajectory.
That's so cool.
That's a big deal. Yeah,
it is.
I'm going to be doing the Tree Fort Music Fest in Boise. March. Yeah, that'll be cool.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, and I'm very excited. I'm very glad. Boise.
And
I'm very glad. I didn't know you were even on the Alaska show, Amy, so that's even cooler.
I'm a headliner.
Yes! Okay, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably the best time of year to go there because you'll get like warmish days, but there'll still be lots of like white everywhere, and like you can go look at ice sculptures because it's still cold enough for that.
I hope I see a whale.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Hey, Chad.
Don't
listen, Amy. Hey, Chad, you should, between now and then, purchase a whale costume.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because
when Amy gets fucked up, she'll just be so excited to meet a whale.
Yeah.
You were going to say a couple of tickets to a tour on a boat to see whales with your friend Amy.
No.
He's taking a very, very weird direction.
Just put on your whale costume.
I'm just going to put on my fucking whale outfit, and Amy will be like, what? Wow.
Yeah.
We'll have a whale of a time.
Yeah. Or just lay under some whale blubber or something.
Absolutely.
That'll get her attention.
You're really roasting Chad.
When we perform together, I make Chad do somersaults across the stage.
You do.
Wow.
Oh, he's very limber. It's incredible.
It's so good. Arden Marine, go ahead and do your plugs.
Thank you. I have a podcast, a bachelor podcast. It's a comedy podcast called Will You Accept This Rose that Doug is a very big part of, a beloved fixture on. He is the captain of the podcast. And we drop episodes every Wednesday. No, I guess now it's Tuesday again because the show is now airs Monday night. So we drop them every Tuesday. It's on iHeartRadio. And next January, Doug, all of us will be at San Francisco Sketch Fest on each other's podcasts at the, I'm impressed you actually know the date, Doug.
Right.
January 27th, is that right?
No, your show will be Sunday, January 29th at 4 o'clock at the Gateway Theater on Jackson Street in San Francisco, California.
Holy cow.
Code 9.
You're amazing. I can't wait.
I knew all that. And the day before in that same venue is when we do Doug Loves Movies. And
so fun.
I'm also going to do Benson movie interruptions of Lost Boys and the Goonies, which
so
will
fun.
Still be classics a year from now.
True.
You know, people aren't going to be over those movies by a year from now.
Your Doug Loves Movies at the Gateway last year or 2 years, it was like one
3 years
most,
ago. Yeah.
Was one of those fun live shows I've ever done. That made me laugh so hard. It was so fun. Your shows are always a blast and your fans are always hilarious and great. And I just remember laughing and having the best time.
Was that the show? Did the guy have that huge Stop or My Mom Will Shoot poster?
Probably.
That was hilarious.
It was Rob Corddry, Jonah Ray, and Adam Savage from Mythbusters. And
right. Art. It was really fun.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Doug Loves Movies is coming back to San Diego. It's coming back to Sacramento. Is everybody getting the hint that it's places that are not far away and also pretty warm? And in April, coming back to Miami. That's right. The improv in someone recently told me, I always call it Doral, but somebody recently told me that it rhymes with coral. So it's more like Doral.
That's what you said the Doral. First time.
No, that's the thing. As I say Doral, and it's more like Doral. Doral. Oh. Coral. I don't know. Anyway. Nobody that lives there is mad at me about it because none of them listen to my show. Like everybody that comes to Doug Loves Movies when I do it there, they come from other parts of Miami and other parts of Florida. But DougLovesMovies.com is where all of my dates and deets can be found. But this next one in San Diego is exciting because that's on February 5th, the Saturday, and I still have this ongoing thing where an audience member, if they can name the actress's name that I wrote down and put in my wallet, they'll win. At this point, the cash prize is up to, I think, $380. Mm-hmm. And this has been going on forever. So hopefully we can finish that in San Diego. And if not there, Sacramento on February 19th. Amy Miller, Chad Opitz, Arden Marine, thank you so much.
Thanks, Doug.
That was delightful.
Thanks, everybody.
That was so fun.
You guys,
as always, deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power of the dog.
What?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.